Hello?
Yes, hello, good evening, ma'am. My name is Ernie from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your opinion to the research. Are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota, ma'am?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Are you at least 18 years of age?
Yes.
Now, let me ask you, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today for you?
Potholes.
Potholes? Anything else besides potholes, ma'am? It's messing up the cars, right?
Honey, what do you think? What would be your biggest issue in the state of Minnesota to survey?
Potholes.
Oh, the governor.
The governor? Okay, thank you so much. Now, what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue to you?
All these are good questions.
Yes, ma'am. That's the reason why we can ask you. Your opinion is very important, ma'am.
How about an environmental issue?
The wolf hunt, so it's getting all the gear for deer hunters.
So he's an outdoorsman, and he feels that there should be wolf hunting because it's killing off all the deer.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now, what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota today?
Can I just take a pass? I can't think of anything right now.
Anything that you might think of, I don't know, I can give you any ideas, like maybe water pollution or anything that you might think, like climate change or forest management, anything that you might think of that, you know.
How about, because I live in the Twin Cities, how about air pollution?
Air pollution,
with the factories,
okay, thank you.
Things like that, yeah. Yeah, let's do that.
Yes, ma'am. Now, using the scale of excellent, good, just, fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? The first one, mining. Do you think it's excellent, good, just, fair, poor?
I'll say good.
Good, okay. And what about electric utilities?
Yeah, I'll say good.
Good, okay. Refining?
Kind of just going down the middle of the road. Good.
Okay. Good. And agriculture and farming?
What would be above good?
I have excellent, good, just, fair, or poor.
We'll go with good.
Good. Okay. And what about medical manufacturing?
Well, that's right. I'm going to say excellent on that. I work in that industry.
Okay, and the last one will be forest products.
Good.
Good. Okay, thank you so much. Now, how would you rate the job of each of the following agencies and groups doing and managing forest and natural resources in Minnesota? Do you think county land departments are doing an excellent job, good, just, fair, or poor?
Good.
Good. Minnesota Department of Natural Resources?
Yeah, I'll go good.
U.S. Forest Services?
I'll say fair.
Fair, okay. Forest and Timber Industries?
Good.
And what of the last one will be environmental groups?
I think it depends on where you're at. I'll go good.
Good. Okay. Thank you. Now, how important do you feel the forest product industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economics? Will you say it is very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
I'm going to go very important.
Thank you. Now, how significant a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economic in the future? Will you say it will be a very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all?
Somewhat.
somewhat. Okay. Now, each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Will you say that they're more than harvested, same as harvested, fewer than harvested?
Same as.
Same as, okay. Now, do you think that there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than the 1970s?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now in the future or no?
I'm going to say no, just
no?
Because
okay.
of the way it's building up so much.
Okay. Now, what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Will you say it's positive, no impact, or negative?
I think that might be a negative.
Negative? Okay.
You're,
now,
you're talking
do you...
more for your like your wildlife? That's what you meant?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Now, do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment, or no?
Gosh, if I could split the state in half, I'd say, because I know up north is mm-hmm. so different from the down south with all the cities. No.
No? Okay. Thank you so much for helping me out tonight. It means a lot to me and the company, ma'am. Now, do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness area?
No.
No? Okay.
I think they should use their own.
Now, some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products, or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forest for use as a biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota, or no?
I'm going to say no. I feel like solar is a good trade-off for that.
Okay. Now, do you feel that it's appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forest for use as a biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota, or no?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, here it goes. Now, have you ever seen, read, heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest product industry? Yes or no?
No.
No, okay. Now, do you donate money to environmental causes? Causes, yes or no?
No. I give to my community, but not to environmental.
Okay. Now, the Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private land owners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activities and employs 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economic, a significant component of the Minnesota state economic, a minor component of the Minnesota state economic, or is it just fading component of the Minnesota state economic?
Oh, wow. That was a lot to take on. Can it just be a yes or a no?
I'm sorry, but I should have to read verbatim. I'm sorry, ma'am.
Do you think it's major? It's important. Was there four different answers? I would say not the top one, but the second from the top. I think it's important, but I don't think it's.
So I have major, significant, minor, or is fading out?
Let's do significant.
Significant, okay. Now, like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry's most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, especially finding trained and qualified logging equipment. operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Will you support or oppose to use a state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industries to find and train more workers to fill these jobs? Will you support
yes.
that or oppose?
Yep. Yep, I would.
Thank you. Now, the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economics and job opportunities by making $8 million investments in its forest industry workforce. Wisconsin investments will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus hour certification training in operations and equipment using either timber harvesting or forest product mills. Now, Wisconsin investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and child care. Now, the investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to increase in both the numbers and diversity of the workforce. Will you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economics, forest, and forest industry?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to list several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you will support or oppose state funding for the part of the program. The first one, create a new training program directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Will you support that or oppose?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, increase the number in diversity of the workforce without reach to people not traditionally employed the forest industries to include urban, indigenous, migrants, and minority communities. Will you support or oppose?
Yes, I support that.
Thank you. Now, work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, child care, and education issues. Will you support or oppose?
Yes.
And the last will be get into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide.
Yes.
Thank you. Now, we're almost finished. This is the last part of the survey. Just a few questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you have completed, ma'am?
Associate's degree.
So that would be a graduate degree?
That is a two-year community college. Generals.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, what is your age? Is it 18, 34, 35, 49, 50, 64, or above 65?
52.
52. Thank you. Now, how will you describe the community where you live in? Is it a large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural? Which one is it?
Suburban.
Suburban. Okay.
Yep.
Now, is your annual household income $25,000, $25,499, $50,000, $74,999, $75,900, or
more than $100,000?
Thank you. Now, do you consider your political views to be liberal, progressive, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
Moderate. Okay. Now, in which of the following categories will you put your job or business? Is it a manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar professional trade or business owner, white-collar professional service or business owner, business management, or administration, retire, a homemaker, a student, or not employed?
Medical and healthcare.
Medical and healthcare. Thank you. Now, in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself to be a male or a female?
Female.
Female. Okay. Ma'am, that was the last question of my survey. I really want to thank you so much for helping me out tonight. That means a lot to me. You've been so kind to me, ma'am.
Well, good. You have a great night, then.
You too, ma'am. Enjoy your week.
Thanks. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.